Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. Now, Steve, you've got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
What?
What's that?
Yeah, beat it.
Okay. All right. For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many years are in a half century?
50.
Yes. What is the most dominant eye color?
Brown.
Correct. Who wrote a famous diary while hiding from the Nazis?
Hitler.
No.
Pat.
Who did Michael Jackson marry in May of 1994?
Christine Presley.
Yes. Which northeastern state is home to Acadia National Park?
Colorado.
No. No.
Pat.
Which South Park character gets killed in almost every episode?
That would be Kenny.
That would be. Which sport awards the Federation Cup?
Soccer.
No.
Hockey?
No.
Pass.
With the number being more than 10, how long is the minute hand on Big Ben?
12.
No.
Pass.
What organ does a deer lack?
A deer? Kidney.
No, you got 4, Richard.
Oh man,
Richard. I think Richard needs a new phone as well.
I know, Richard. It sounds like you're like under the covers, hiding
under
or something.
Water. What are you talking about?
Empty house, we're remodeling, so everything just echoes.
Oh, I can hear that for sure.
What's going on?
He's remodeling a house, and so it's very echoey there.
Oh, nice.
There's
okay.
There's no flooring yet. All right, Steve, you're back. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Oh, my God.
Excuse me, Tyron. Oh, you're trying to teach us how to drink out of a bottle. That's what it is.
Take the lid off and you go all over it.
Oh, boy.
Steve, how many years are in a half century?
Half century, that would be 50.
That would be. What is the most dominant eye color?
Let's go brown.
Yes. Who wrote a famous diary while hiding from the Nazis?
Anne Frank.
She did. Who did Michael Jackson marry in May of 1994?
Lisa Marie Presley.
That's right. Which northeastern state is home to Acadia National Park?
Massachusetts.
No.
Maine.
Yes. Which South Park character gets killed in almost every episode?
That'd be Kenny.
That would be. Which sport awards the Federation Cup?
Tennis?
Yes. With the number being more than 10, how long is the minute hand on Big Ben?
How long is the minute hand? More than 10? 12?
No.
11?
No.
13?
No. What organ does a deer lack?
I don't know. Tonsils?
No.
Brain?
No.
A tongue?
No. The running of the bulls event is happens in what Spanish city?
Madrid?
No.
Mexico City?
No.
I don't know. Spain.
I started off strong.
You got 7 correct, okay. And that is a win, 7-4. Sorry, Richard, and good luck with the remodel.
That's okay. I'll get them next time.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
All over it. You're sampling the best.
You can't make sounds like that and not expect that we're going to keep it. I had so many text messages from listeners that are like, you better save that audio of Tyron making that sound. As I was in the middle of uploading it. Yes.
Lord, that's very, very interesting. So the number more than 10, how long is the minute hand on Big Ben? 14 feet.
Oh.
A deer lacks a gallbladder, apparently.
Yeah.
I know what you were thinking. The running of the bulls is held in Pamplona.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Would you ever run with the bulls?
I got to assess who's around me.
Me and Terry.
What, because you're going to push them down and to get away?
Well, I just want to make sure there's slower people than me. So that way, if I'm running, I can at least like know that like that guy. And there's not a lot of people who are slower than me.
Well,
so
you definitely want to bring me then.
Yeah, okay, really? Yes. You think you're slower in running?
Very. If we went, Steve, let's have a race and I'll show you just how slow I am.
We have audio of Tyron Daly running.
All over it.
The Daily Migs Show.
I'm sure this happens to you from time to time. You're out shopping for your regular groceries and something catches your eye and you're like, that looks interesting. Well, Migs, you found something and you brought it in for us to try.
I did, and actually I think you guys are going to like it.
We're going to do What's in the Bag after Linkin Park.
What's in the bag?
From time to time, one of us brings a bag into the studio.
Yes.
And inside of that bag is something that the other two have no idea about. And it's a little thing we call What's in the Bag.
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag, Steve?
Okay, I feel like I need to redeem myself after I brought those walking tamales last time.
Hey, one of them was good.
One of them was good. So this time I was at Safeway walking around and I found something that I think all of us are going to be excited to try out because it's all over the news.
All
over the news. Every channel's covering it. If, instead of me explaining what I have in the bag, I figured I'd grab one of the news reports. Are you ready?
I'm excited.
Let's go.
All right.
Another North Texas celebrity is teaming up with Oreo singer Selena Gomez, getting her own 32-year-old actress and singer and guru inspired by her love for horchata. So this is a cookie with a kind of a sweet cinnamon spice going on. The cookie wafers are actually engraved with 6 different embossments, including her autograph and a shout out to her fans. The limited edition cookies go on sale June 2nd.
So today, what is in the bag? In the bag, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is the latest of the celebrity-endorsed or celebrity-created Oreo cookies.
I would have loved if you would have just played that clip and then you would have pulled out, like, hot sauce.
Yeah, not the Oreos. I got the hot sauce. I've never seen Tyron Daly more excited.
Oh, it's great.
Than to try something that's in the bag. So, ladies and gentlemen, what do we have here? It is Selena Gomez Oreo cookies. So, it's chocolate and cinnamon cream cookies.
I have been seeing these, to your point, everywhere. So when I heard the news report and I heard the name Selena Gomez, I instantly freaked out because I have been looking forward to this.
So I guess I'll open them up.
Were either of you a fan of Selena Gomez?
No. Okay.
Wait, was she in High School? Was she in High School Musical?
No.
Oh.
But of course, I have the Target shirt that everybody owns, the Selena Gomez shirt. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I see so many people out wearing a Selena Gomez shirt. I'm like, oh, you got that at Target. Okay, cool.
Was she a Disney girl?
No.
Oh, what did she do?
No, she was. I think she did Wizards of Waverly Place.
No, she's no longer with us, right?
No, she is.
My God. How would she create her own Oreo from the afterlife, Steve?
You're thinking of Selena the singer.
Yes!
Not Selena Gomez, the actress / singer.
My bad. I've seen Selena t-shirts that you can get at Target, not Selena Gomez.
Oh, my God.
I think Selena Gomez shirts are available at Walmart. My bad. My bad. I'm sorry.
Two very different Selenas.
You know what? Stupid question. Absolutely. Maybe she had it in her will that when she passes, make sure that Oreo makes an Oreo cookie because she loves the horchata. Or is it horchata?
Horchata. Wow. He's really good at this.
Look, I brought you freaking Oreo cookies. Just be happy I brought you guys something.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready to try this?
I'm so excited.
They smell amazing, Danny.
Grab yourself.
Oh, yeah. I can smell that cinnamon goodness.
Danny grabbed two.
I did grab two. Well, yeah. I like how they have a little heart and like music symbols on them.
Yeah, it's got a music note. I'm not sure if you can see that. But
oh, do they all have different embossments?
I think her signature's on some of these.
What?
I have this like heart, burning heart thing.
Yeah, so what is it? Cinnamon and Oreo. It
smells cinnamony.
All right, here we go. That's in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as the Post Malone ones.
I disagree.
No, I agree with Danny. The Post Malone ones are noticeably better. And also, these just taste like an Oreo cookie to me.
No, there's... It's like the cinnamon in there. I like this better than the Postio.
This is fine. Like it tastes like an Oreo cookie. Like I'm not going to be like, "Ugh, get this crap away from me and throw it at you." But Post Malone's cookie is way better.
I kind of like this one better. I like this. I like the subtle cinnamon.
You're wrong.
I mean, again, yeah, it's not bad. It's just all right. So, in honor though of these brand new Selena Gomez Oreo cookies, I decided to put you guys to the test.
Oh, here God. We go,
and we're going to play a game called Oreo or Oreo.
No.
I have some celebrity-created Oreo cookies, and you have to guess whether or not these really did happen or not.
Oh, okay.
All right, so first one. I feel like this one is a no-brainer since we just talked about it. Post Malone's Salted Caramel Shortbread Oreos.
Yes.
Yes, those did happen.
Oreo.
He teamed up with Oreo this year in 2025, and I agree, Danny, way better than the Selena Gomez one.
Don't listen to these boys.
These are just okay.
They're really good. I'm going to have another one.
All right, how about this one? Oreo or Oreo? Lil Nas X Hellraiser Red Velvet Oreos filled with chili chocolate cream.
No.
I'm going to say Oreo.
Well, Taryn?
Wrong.
Dang it.
Danny, you got it right. All right, how about this one? The Lady Gaga Chromatica Oreos. They're pink and green, pink colored golden Oreo cookies, and with a green cream filling.
Weird. I'm going to go with Oreo.
Oreo.
See, I'm going Oreo because I remember these ones because I remember thinking that they reminded me of Wicked before Wicked actually came out.
Too funny. Danny is correct.
Yeah,
they
Danny
are real.
Danny knows his Oreos.
How about back in 2020s when they created these?
Yep.
All right, how about this one?
A vintage cookie.
The Marilyn Manson Antichrist Super Snack. Black cocoa wafers with licorice cream.
Okay.
Oreo or Oreo?
Oreo.
Okay. How about Snoop Dogg's gin and juice Oreos with cannabis infused filling? Only for people over the age of 21.
They should do that.
I'm going to say Oreo, but yeah, I'm with Danny. Like, make it happen.
I feel like there's a cannabis store out there, a pot dispensary that has already made like a Oreo adjacent.
First, they have all the weed snacks now.
Remember they had the Twinkies, but they called them like the Dankies?
Oh my gosh.
Or something stupid like that. Okay, how about P. Diddy's Freak Oreo with baby oil flavored cream filling?
No.
Okay,
or no.
Right. One more. How about R. Kelly's That's Not Lemonade?
Okay, I'm just joking.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you can name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Call up to prove that to us. And if you do, you'll get tickets to see comedian Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th.
And a pack of R. Kelly's Lemonade.
No. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week we are playing for tickets to see comedian Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th. Say good morning to our contestant. It is Kyle from Seattle. What's cracking, Kyle?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you're going to play with me or Migs.
All right, the wheels are spinning. Who's it going to land on? It's currently on my name. Now it's on T-Dog's name. Will it stay there? Yep, it's you and T-Dog.
All right, Kyle. All right. Here is your clip.
That was Dave Grohl's of Foo Fighters. I think that song's called One of These Is Not Like the Other.
No, I can give you a little bit of a hint if you want it.
Okay.
Go ahead. I think I know the right song. Would it be like somebody...
Is it The Pretender?
Yeah. Yes!
You don't even need me. I had no idea which song that was. I knew it was Foo Fighters. I liked the song. I couldn't remember the name of it.
I was going to say Faker.
Oh, Pretender.
Yeah.
It's a great
Faker
song.
Faker Baker. All right, one down, Kyle. Now it is my turn. Danny, let's hear the clip. That would be The White Stripes, and the song is Icky Thump. Yeah, Kyle, that's what's up. Congratulations, you're going to go see Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair.
Awesome, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Big 135th anniversary of the Washington State Fair.
That is crazy.
135 years.
They're pulling out all the stops.
Turkey legs.
Funnel cake.
Dog races.
Ferris wheel.
Scones.
Ooh.
How come it took us until the last part to say scones?
Lumberjack popcorn.
Let's freaking go.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you want to talk about, go ahead. Call up. You know you want to. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after White Stripes. All morning, we have received some great texts and calls from you throughout the show that we have not had a chance to chat with you about yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from today's show, or if you have anything on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number. Rob is in Port Orchard this morning, and Rob, you apparently have a big surprise for all of us, and we have no idea what it is.
Yes, it is. T-Dog, Steve, what up? Hey, I want to preface this big news with something. I'm assuming you guys are still in touch with Sarah, right?
Of course. Yes.
Okay, good deal. So I'm the same Rob that proposed to his girlfriend at the Mariners game last August, and Sarah was just so devout. She was following that news every time I called in and played Beat Migs and Hook or Shook with you guys. So the big news is we are getting married. So what are your 4th of July plans? Because I'm inviting the Daily Mix Show to the wedding.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Are you getting married on actual Independence Day?
On the greatest holiday of all time, yes.
And where's the wedding?
In Port Orchard.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a blast. I'll have to see what our family plans are. We do have a dog that has an injury we're nursing right now, so.
Yeah, I know it's a big ask, but hey, you know, you got to shoot for the stars, right?
Only if I could be the ring bearer.
You know, I think I could make that happen, honestly.
The world's tallest and oldest ring bearer ever.
All of a sudden, Rob is now out when it comes to, like, some of the other people in the family. Like, wait, you said my 5-year-old son was going to be the ring bearer. Now you're going to replace him with a 50-year-old man that wants to do it? That's stupid.
Honestly, you're like, well, it's too bad, bud.
I honestly wish I could. A similar thing. It's like that seems to be like the family day since a lot of us have it off because it's on a Friday. But my man, congratulations. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to try to pressure the men's room later today.
Nice. Rob, out of curiosity, like, what are the colors of the wedding?
So it is going to be red, white, and blue. There's going to be a lot of white because it is a wedding, but we're throwing the red and blue accents in there because of the holiday.
Oh, I thought you were French.
And then, when the venue kicks us out, we're just going to roll back to the neighborhood and blow it up.
That is so, I mean, that's like American independence right there. Very patriotic.
Don't drink too much. You still want to be able to set up some fireworks in the bedroom as well at the end of the night.
Hey.
They're finally going to lose their virginity.
That's so exciting.
It's very exciting. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Someone texted in and said, hey, I know you guys hate the Panthers, but go Panthers. I was so excited to watch them win the Stanley Cup, especially seeing Brad Marchand and his family. That was freaking great. Did you happen to catch any of that stuff after?
We sure did. We watched all of it.
See, my disdain for the Panthers is really just because I wanted the Oilers to win. But once the game's over, also that game was over by the first period.
God, they just,
but I was like so happy to watch some of those players and they celebrate with their family. I think it's one of the coolest things in sports is just how much the family gets involved
in
the Stanley Cup and raising the cup and just all the tears that are being shed. And you can just tell like families are just so proud of their significant other or their loved one for winning a Stanley Cup.
Yes, it was wonderful to watch. I mean, it's just such a coveted award, you know, not throwing shade on any other sport, but there's something about the Stanley Cup that just seems to be different.
Because the trophy itself has its own personality.
Oh, absolutely.
I think more so than like a Lombardi trophy or whatever. I don't even know what the World Series pennant is called. I have no idea. But after the game, Brad Marchand, who really just got onto the team towards the end of the season in a trade with the Boston Bruins, and he was being interviewed by Jackie Redmond, who's awesome. She's so great. Young version, okay, adult version of Steve also thinks she's amazing, but young version of Steve, she's on WWE with Raw, and then she's also on the NHL Network and on TNT. I'm like, this woman is covering all of my favorite passions. But she chatted with Brad about winning the Stanley Cup, and it was pretty awesome.
The emotion is just radiating off of you. You know, it wasn't that long ago. These guys were your most hated rivals. You're about to drink beer out of the Stanley Cup with them. How would you describe how special the bond is that you've created with these guys?
We talked about it before the game. It's such an incredible culture, and everyone that's come in here, it's felt like we've been here for a lot longer than a few months, and it's a family. Guys love each other in this room, and you buy into it immediately. They embrace you. It's incredible.
Any chance you're back?
What?
Any chance you come back?
We'll see what happens here soon.
Yeah, they gave him a bunch of money. I bet he'll be back in a heartbeat. I do love his reaction when she first asked that.
Any chance you're back?
What?
Huh? Eh? Speaking of my good ear, what would you put in the Stanley Cup?
To eat?
Or drink?
Oh, drink. I mean, I guess I'd put ice cream. I would just go to lick ice cream.
You're such a child.
I am. And I'd be like, just load it up with all the ice cream. And I would just eat ice cream like outside. It'd be a nice summer day.
Oh, my God.
I have a bunch of extra spoons if anyone wants. I'll have a little bit of a sample. What are you putting in it?
Oh, Men's Room IPA, of course.
So you have a drinking problem.
I do. Now,
Danny, what are you putting in it?
Drinking? I'm probably just going to go with straight up whiskey. If we've just won the Stanley Cup, yeah. But eating, I'd probably just put pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza slices and just... Wait, yeah.
How often are you eating pizza out of a bowl?
I mean, almost every day, Steve.
Okay, fine. You know, I mean, if I was doing alcohol, I might just go get real gnarly, especially if it's the same day, and just fill it up with Fireball.
Oh!
And just be like, we ain't leaving this locker room until all this Fireball is gone, boys.
I think we make a Spodee.
Oh, okay.
Really mess people up.
I don't even know what that is.
Spodee?
Like with the fruit and the booze?
I mean, the way that we would do it is...
Jungle juice.
Everyone's got a different name
for jungle juice, yeah. Spodee, put the drunken fruit in there, a little maybe Everclear if you're getting real crazy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a party.
The Daily Mix Show.
Florida Panthers, they got the cup. So how did my son Barrett feel about it? You're going to find out at 9:50.
Showtime.
The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions for the second year in a row.
Back to back.
Back to back winners, the first time since Tampa Bay in 2020 and 2021. They defeated the Edmonton Oilers last night 5-1 in game 6. And man, that game was over real early.
Yeah, it was kind of like one of those ones where I'm like, okay, I'm just waiting for the game. It was so funny because it was like
15, 20 seconds left in the game, and even the Panthers players were just like, we don't even care. We're jumping on the ice. And nobody even stopped them. They're just like, there's no chance that the Oilers are going to come back at that point.
Well, you might recall my son, Benedict Arnold, I mean Barrett,
Showtime,
started out the series rooting for the Oilers.
Yes.
And then he bailed and shifted to the Panthers because apparently he's also changed his favorite color. It was blue, now it's red. So he became a Florida Panthers fan.
Is it because of Marshall from Paw Patrol?
Probably.
That's what we're going through right now in our household.
So let's see who he was rooting for last night.
Mom. Barrett.
What?
Who just scored?
Red team.
Who's the red team?
Florida.
Who are you rooting for?
Florida.
No.
Florida.
No.
Florida.
No.
Florida.
Are you tickling him at this point?
No, I'm not.
No, so he's just laughing because he's trolling you because he knows that the Panthers are going to win the cup.
Yes.
I said no.
Florida.
Oh, gosh. What's the score now?
4-0.
Do you think the Oilers have a chance to come back and win it?
No.
Are you happy that the Florida Panthers are winning?
Yeah.
I think you have to sleep outside in the dog kennel tonight.
Panda.
What?
Panda.
I don't know what's with him and his goofy voices.
Somebody said the other day, they texted and said that Barrett sounds like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, and I can't unhear that anymore.
No.
Can I get the ring?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, he was a very happy camper. Very happy camper because the red team won last night. So,
speaking of the Panthers thing, did you happen to catch the curse of Corey Perry?
Oh my gosh. I remember this has been like a thing for years.
So, Dan, I don't know if you've been keeping tabs on. So, there's a player, Corey Perry, who's like, he's bounced around from different teams and different teams. And in the last 6 years, he has made it to the Stanley Cup finals 5 times. Wow. In the last 6 years, he has lost the Stanley Cup 5 times. He won it back in like 2007 with the Anaheim Ducks. But then since then, he's bounced all around to all these different teams. The last 2 years, of course, with the Edmonton Oilers, because the Oilers have gone back-to-back Stanley Cup losers.
Oh,
so it's with the Dallas Stars in 2020, with the Montreal Canadiens in 2021, then with Tampa Bay in 2022, and then with the Oilers the last 2 years. It's like you can't blame him, but what a crappy curse to be associated with.
I mean, please don't come to Seattle.
You know what? At least I'll mean that we'll make the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
A guy attacked his friend because he thought that friend was a werewolf. We're going to tell you all about that during the Daily Mix download after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the house and ahead of us, heading down to T-Mobile Park. We're just talking about the food that we're going to eat at the Mariners game.
So
we've
exciting.
Been fasting all morning.
All of the above. Yes,
yeah.
Everything.
I can't go, so I'm eating Pez.
Mm.
You know what? I want some more Pez, too.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Pez is fantastic.
And it's no Ichi roll, but it's pretty good.
I don't know how long those things have been in here, but I don't think they go stale.
I was going to say, it tastes like they're fresh. I don't know what fresh
the perfect, Pez. The perfect crunch.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And yesterday, hopefully we get the same performance in the Mariners as we did yesterday, especially from this man, Big Dumper himself.
Going after the first pitch, a high rising fly ball.
A season for Cal Raleigh so far, putting up some MVP type numbers. It would be awesome to see him. He drove in 6 runs yesterday.
What a stud muffin.
And they ended up beating the Red Sox 8-0.
Is he the home run leader in the league right
now?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think what they say beside with Aaron Judge, I think with the Yankees.
I think so, yeah.
Like if he wasn't having such a monster season, I think all eyes would be on Cal Raleigh for the front runner for being MVP of the league.
And that's our guy.
And for that butt.
Oh, the Big Dumper, baby. Oh, and we're going to be there. If you're going into the game today, this afternoon, swing on by the Pen. We'll be hanging out there before the game starts and just hanging out, doing beat migs
Got
and whatever else.
Quiz is ready to go if you want to try to take this man down at the ballpark.
Go Mariners.
A dude in Salt Lake City was having lunch with a friend, regular Saturday afternoon, and out of nowhere, the guy attacked him, put him in a chokehold, and then tried to stab him with a wooden stake. The reason?
Vampire.
He told his friend that he was going to stab him in the heart because he thought he was a werewolf.
Oh, werewolf. Hey. Everyone knows that werewolves need silver bullets and not wooden stakes. Duh.
That's vampires.
Did you not watch Teen Wolf?
Also,
have you not seen Buffy?
Drugs or no drugs? What do you think?
Lots of drugs.
Drugs.
But so did he premeditate this? Did he have the steak handy? Or was he like just grabbing it out of the grass like for like one of those like, you know, like real estate? I was picturing that the turkey was still alive and just doused in tequila. Turns out they were cooking a turkey and they doused that cooked turkey in tequila for, I guess, flavoring. Apparently, they put too much tequila on it because they realized that when they opened up the door of the oven after it's been cooking in there for about 8 minutes, the oxygen backdraft. Yes.
Yeah.
And they exploded pretty much. Luckily, nobody was hurt. They did have to call 911. The firefighters did show up, but there was so much booze in the bird that the vapors accumulated in the oven, and that's what caused the big explosion.
Honestly, I mean, I'm down with some marinated meats, but yeah, a tequila marinated turkey does not sound good to me at all.
I'll stick with the rum ham. Ham rum.
Yeah. Ham.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 69 degrees.
Oh, that's nice. Nice.
The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.